on the top of the barrel, Mipneha Kamochim. Kamochim means like some white dust on top of the wine, and the doim with the kemeth, the flour, that's why it's called Kamochim. That spoiled part of the wine, we did not use the top part of the barrel of wine. We did not use the bottom portion of the wine, Mipneha Shemorim, because of the sediments that's on the bottom, it's also not such good wine. Ela Mevi Mishlisho Umiento. Some first learned means mamish in the middle of the barrel. From the middle of the middle third, mamish in the middle of the barrel, that's the place where to bring the wine. That's the best wine we have. Now the Mishnah ends off to say, Ketzad Hubaydik, how do you check out this wine to make sure that does not come from the top or from the bottom of the barrel? So Hagizbo Yoshev Yakona Biyodai. The Gizbo is sitting and he has a stick in his hand, like to measure, and he was ruggled to know how much wine is in the barrel. Zorak es hagid, vikish pakona. Now exactly what does Zorak es hagid mean? Some said the wine starts to come forth, and he sees some bad things in the wine, so hikish, then he would hit the con as if to say, stop, you cannot use any more wine from this barrel. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudurai Mer, Yayin Shaola by Kamokam Postal. If you have wine that the white on top of the wine, like the white flour was saying, the white pieces come into the wine, it makes the wine posel. Shneimer, the posel says, Temimim Yilochem Uminchosim. And also, Temimim Yilochem Viniskeim, that the wine has to be tum complete, nothing else, no white dust inside the wine. In other words, both the Menachis and the Nesachim both have to be pure, not to have any pselus inside them. Therefore, if you have some kemochim inside the yayin, that makes the wine a posel. Now the Gemara says, "Ein mevi'in le'mosuk can't bring sweet wine for the menachas. V'loy mevushel, or else not cooked wine. V'loy mushan, and not smoked wine. V'imhevi posel, if you bring this type of wine for the menachas, it's posel. I v'ketoni reisha says mereisha ein mevi'in es ha'listoin." Heavy kosher, you should not bring this liston, but if you bring it, still it's kosher. And the question is, the salistun, those were the grapes that on top of the tree that the sun baked on them and made them sweet. So the chur of psu was with sweet wine. And there it says in heavy it's kosher by the evid. And here we're saying now, if you bring yain mosik, it's possible even by the evid. Some Ravina said like this, korach v'toni, you should put them both together. That ein mevin alirash says, it means ein mevin alistun. Ulefi shemevi and le mosuk, and if I meet vigosa together, and there should be one aloha that's like a soul puzzle. Ravashi says no. Chulya deshim shele mois. If the grapes became sweet because of the sun, like it's on top of the tree that someone's baking down on it, le mois, that does not make it so bad, and therefore b'dievet it's kosher. But chulya deperi mois. Minions, if just the tree itself was sweet, that the wine that comes out of it by itself was sweet, that's moyis, that's not so good, that's a psul for the menachas, for the nesachim. Then it says, emevi in yoshin, you cannot bring old wine. Dear Rebbe, these are the words of Rebbe. V'achom machin, v'achom machom, say, no, you're allowed to bring old wine, still called yayin. So more says, Omer Chizki says, my time with Rebbe, what's the reason of Rebbe? Omer Chor, the posik says, la keves yayin. Supposed to bring a keves, and then bring yain that's in the sochem for the keves. Say dashin zma keves ben shinosoi. Just like the keves that you bring, it's always called only 1 year old. So af yain also ben shinosoi. Then when you bring wine, it also has to be only 1 year old wine. Smor says, and not older. E ma keves, what are a keves ben shteishon apostle? A keves if it's 2 years old, it's like apostle. So maybe af yain ben shteishon apostle. Maybe you bring wine, 2 year old wine, maybe it's also what's apostle. If you want to tell me, it's like a true. I have a tiny learned. Yayin ben shtei shonim lo yavi v'mhevi kosher. If you have wine 2 years old, the chilu will not bring it. If you do bring it, but the evidence kosher. Someone says, man sham lehu, we hear from the yom that says lo yavi should not bring it. Rebbe's the one that says do not bring it. Or come, he says to go v'mhevi kosher. If he does bring it, still it's kosher. So you see, a 2 year old is still kosher. So Mar says, Elamar Rav, hang the time with the Rebbe. What Rebbe's reasoning is that he says, Yayin Yoshin is possible. Just see the Pasuk says, Al Teiri Yayin Ki Yisadein. So it does not look at wine when it's red. It means to say when it's fresh wine the first year, that's the best, that's the choiciest type of wine. So if a chilu used wine of 1 year old, after it's 1 year old, then it's not like a chilu anymore. That's shan nevi, but then echnami, it's not possible, but the evidence still kosher. Then the Mishnah says, "Em mevi'in lemon had dolly yoyse, you can't bring from grapes that hang over on poles. Turn one like this, kromin, but rather you have to have grapes that are lying down on the floor. So it's a turn one like this, kromim huavudim pamayim bashon. It has to be from a field that you work over the field twice a year. Now that the Mishnah says, "Em minakromim huavudim." The vines that are worked over means twice a year. It means they have to dig around them, around the roots of the gefanim, to make them grow well. So that you have to do at least twice a year. Mor says that Rav Yosef Hevele Kano de Pagisa, he had like a piece of land that the Rofik Beit Fei, he used to plow a lot of times on it, dig around a lot. And the Ovid, the Rofik Beit Fei Rivki, did more than he's supposed to. An extra amount of plowing around it. And therefore, the Yovid Chamrud produced such good wine, the Dori Maya Chachrein, that you have to mamish use twice the amount of water to make this wine drinkable. That's how strong and good the wine was. Now it says in the Mishnah, they did not put the wine into large baskets, large barrels. Tony Bilert, Chavyis, Keduyis, Lidiyis, Ubeninis, and Menichanoison, Shtayim, Shtayim, Melachasachas. So the Bryce explains what type of barrels you put it in. Again, Tana Chovius Kaduyois Lidyois Ubeninis is this type of a pitcher shaped Lydian vessel, a middle type, that's the type that you used to put the wine in. Now Ein Manich Nois and Stein, Stemel Lachasachas, you should not put away in twos, but rather put them away singly. In other words, don't store them next to one another in case one barrel of the wine becomes sour. The other one would not become ruined from it. So store them away singly. Now it says, Ketzad Boydik, how does the Gizba check out the wine? Yoshev, he sits down with the corner of Yod, he has stick in his hand. Zora Kagir, the wine thrushes through. Then Hikish Bakona, then he like hits on the barrel as if to say, do not use this wine is no good. Tony, we learned Zora Kagir Shal Shemorim, meaning to say, that the thrust of wine came through, which had shemorim inside it. So Gizber Hikish Bakana, the Gizber only hit with a stick as if to say, this wine now is bad, do not use any more of it for the Nesachim. Why don't he just say out, stop using the wine, how come he got hit from it? Samura says, Messiah the Rabbi Yechon, right to Rabbi Yechonon. The Yom Rabbi Yechonon says, Kishem Shadibu Yofel, Ibsam, the same way that Dibur is good for Ibsamim, as you know, Kach Dibur Rali Yayin, the same way Dibur is bad for wine. So therefore, it's no good to talk to the wine. Therefore, rather, we just hit it, as if to say, do not use any more of this wine. We have Yasub Rabbi Yudu Aymer, that Yesh by Kamachim Postel, wine that has Kamachim in it, this white dust on top is Postel. Boy Rabbi Yechonon, Hekadesho, again, let's say you mark this type of wine that has the kamachim on top of it, so Marsha, you call of Mishum Balmum, are you over love of a Balmum? Kivan the Postel, since this wine is Postel, and Echnamika Balmum, it has nothing like a Balmum. Or do we maybe know, Ein Balmum Elam Behemo, there's only a silver Balmum by Behemo, not by Yain, Teiko, to Shiloh. Tony Rabbi, not like this. Elim Mimoyev Kvosim Echevrim. Like this was the best place where to bring these type of animals. So again, Elim, the best place to get rams are from Moyev. Kvosim, to get lambs, that's from Mechevron. Agolim, small calves, Mishorim. Goizlois, birds, Mehar HaMelech. If Yudu Amehudi says, if Yudu Aymer, Mevi'in, Kvosim, you should bring these type of lambs, Shegabeyim, Kirachvon. Their height is the same as their width. Omar Rava Bar Rav Shelo. My time with Rav Yehuda. What's the reason of Rav Yehuda? Yes, the pasuk says Yira Mekenecha B'Yemu Kar Nachiv. There should be Kar Nachiv. It should be broad lambs. So the lamb itself should be broad. Ksiv it says Al Chay Masayich Yerushalayim Yifkarati Shemim Kol Yom Kol Alaylo. Tomid Lo Yichoshu Amaskirim Es Hashem Al Domi Lachem.
but to always be watches over the Chomesach, the walls of Yishlayim, day and night, and they should always be thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They should not rest. So the Gemara says, my army, what do they say? Hochayom Rovo Bar Rav Shela. Atos Sokum Terachim Tzion. You should stand up now and have Rachmonis against Yishlayim. That's what the Shem should say, the Mithal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, Boim Yishlayim Hashem. They should build up Yerushalayim. When Mikor my heavy, before, when they used to have the Beis Hamikdash, what do they say then? Amri, Omarovo, Barav Shelo, Kibor Hashem B'tzion, Evil Amashav Lo. This is the place that Kosh Baruch would choose. This is the place where he desires to live. That's what they used to say before. But now after the Churban Abayis, they used to like to say Tzfilis and Espalon, that Hashem should be Matzer, Abinyan Yerushalayim. Hajin Alecho, Kol Kabonat Hatziva. Yeah, now to Nuperek, Mishnah says, Shtei Midois Shel Yovosh Hoye B'Migdash. In the base of Migdash, you have two different measuring cups to measure dry things, and to measure out the flour. It was in Nisorin, V'chatzi Yisorin. We'll soon see the purpose why it needed them. Usually a mincha was made out of Nisorin, a flour, and also you had to have a chatzi Yisorin for the Chaviti Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Meir Amar, Rabbi Meir Shita was, Yisorin, Yisorin, V'chatzi Yisorin. He holds there were two measuring cups of an Isorin and one of a Chatzi Isorin. Now, Isorin Mohayim Mishamish, what was the purpose to have a measuring cup of an Isorin? Sheboi Hoyu Moidud Lechol HaMenochos. A regular Menocha, the usual measurement for Mincha, how much flour was an Isorin of flour? It's used to measure up an Isorin worth of flour Lechol HaMenochos. Now, Loi Hoyu Moidud Loi Bishloish Lepar, you bring a par. So the nesachim, the mincha for the par, is made from three esrinus, and they did not have a separate kli to measure off three esrinus. The same thing, v'loy b'shel shnayim la'ayl, they did not have a separate measuring cup of two esrinim for an ayl. An ayl or ram had to have two esrinim. El rather, moided din esrinus, they used to measure off with the one esrin in this cup. If you needed two, they measured off twice. If you need three, they measured three. Now, Chatzi Yisorin, Mahoa Yemishamish, what was the purpose to have another measuring cup of a Chatzi Yisorin? So Mishnah says, Sheboihoi Yemoidit Chavita Kohen Gadol. They used to measure off the Chavitim that a Kohen Gadol used to bring, which we know he used to have to bring an Yisorin from his house in the morning, a flour, and then it was divided in half, and Machza Bavoika, half of the Yisorin was brought in the morning for the Mincha in the morning, Umachza Ben Habayim, and the other half was brought in the afternoon. So the kids, he has to measure off his Yisorin into two parts, into a Chatzi Yisorin, so they had a separate kli to measure off a Chatzi Yisorin. Now the Gemara says, Tani, we're going like this. Hoi Rabbi Meir Oimer, Ma Kamulem, what does the Pasuk say? Yisorin, Yisorin, La Keves O Echod. That for one Keves, you have to have two Esrenim. So Malam, it comes to teach us, Sheshtei Esrenus Hoi Bamikdash. There were two different kelim, two different measuring cups, each one of an Yisorin in the base of Migdash. If so, what do you have to have two for? What was special about each one? Samar explains, yes, Echad Godush v'Echad Mochuk. One was measured to have an Yisorin. Godush means used to pile up on top. And one was Mochuk means used to have to flatten it down on top. And that's the way you would have an Yisorin. So what's the purpose to have two? Godush Shibohoy Yemoydeh Chol HaMenochos. Mashmu is easier that way. Just to pour the bunch of flour over this cup, and it would pile up on top, and when the pile finishes on top, that's called an Isorin. That's the way you used to measure off regular Menachos. Is so, but you have to have a separate Kli. Mashman was much deeper than that Kli. The Isorin was fit completely inside the Kli. You'd have to